Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you don't stop. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Wellness Wednesday segment, where our friend from Pickup Lines talks with us about weight loss mistakes we should avoid making. Enjoy.
Now, if you've fallen into a weight loss trick or a gimmick in the past, don't give yourself a hard time. Most people have at one point or another. I mean, I don't think it's a billion-dollar industry for no reason. Now, although your intentions were pure, I'm sure at this point maybe you're feeling a little bit restless and don't know who or what to believe when it comes to properly losing weight. And by watching this video to the end, you can at least avoid these 12 very common weight loss mistakes that I see all the time. Plus, I'll give you a few pointers on what you can focus your attention on instead. Following a diet. Now, distinguish between a diet and a lifestyle. A diet is something that we do for short-term gain, whereas a lifestyle is something that you can see yourself doing truly for the rest of your life, and that's where you want to focus your attention. But if you're trying to lose those 10 pounds or 5 kilos in 1 week, you might actually be able to do it, but it's not going to stay that way. People following crash diets often gain that weight back plus more. But that's probably something you've already heard. So the question to really be asking yourself then is, why do I keep jumping from one diet to another or keep trying the same diet over and over again if I'm not seeing any results? One thing I'm always telling my clients to remind themselves is that if there was a diet out there that really truly worked, we would have all already known about it by now and we would all be skinny. Short-term gains. Now, anything that promises instant results is a gimmick. This can be diets, it can also be shakes, bars, pills, light therapy, laser therapy, the list goes on. Now, I'm sorry to break it to you, but at least this way you can save your money and instead spend your time on focusing on long-term gains, changes that you can make slowly and strategically to get to the results that you are hoping for. Restricting calories. Now, restricting calories puts our bodies into a state of ketosis, it's called. This is why those paleo diets and those ketogenic diets are all the rage right now, because ketosis suppresses the appetite, which obviously means eating less, fewer calories, calorie restriction, weight loss ensues. I mean, why wouldn't you want to do this, right? And we're seeing loads of people with these before and after pictures 2 months later, 6 months later, and you see these ripped bodies and you want that for yourself, and I get it. But what you don't see is these people 2 years or 4 years or 6 years later. Calorie restriction is truly not sustainable in the long term. And as I mentioned before, you end up gaining that weight back plus more. The problem here is that calorie restriction slows the metabolism. So your attempts at wanting to lose weight in the future after calorie restriction is over tends to be slower or totally impeded. Studies show that even long after calorie restriction is over, people who eat in this way tend to have a very unhealthy relationship with food. So again, we want the focus here not to be calorie restriction, but rather healthy lifestyle changes. Skipping breakfast. Time and time again, studies are showing us people who have breakfast tend to be of a lower weight and are better able to maintain weight loss than those who don't. Now, I get it too that skipping breakfast can seem like a really easy way to cut calories, but what ends up happening is unplanned snacking, grazing, and overeating later on in the day. So most certainly have some breakfast and try to include more fiber in your breakfast. Things like whole grains, fruits, nuts and seeds to help keep you full for the entire morning. Losing track of snacks. Now, mindless munching can really add up. I'm not saying don't have a snack. I'm just saying watch the grazing and instead maybe have some planned snacks. Not snacking at all. Now, some people cannot snack at all and they do just fine. But if your track record indicates that you're somebody who really needs a snack, and I am certainly one of those people, then do please have some snacks. Just plan for them. By planning your snacks and not depriving yourself, you'll be better able to control your hunger and lose weight. This is also especially important if you're going to otherwise be going 6 to 8 hours between meals. Snacking helps to keep the metabolism in high gear. Try some fruit, some homemade oat bars, or a small handful of nuts or seeds. Sipping calories. For some people, this is the silent culprit. I'm all for drinking smoothies and having occasional juices, but I'm talking about excess. Excess juices, sodas, alcoholic beverages, or those specialty coffees. You know, the ones like from Starbucks that have 500 calories per cup. I mean, that's a whole meal in a cup. So stay hydrated, just sip smart. Drinking too little water. Now, some people don't realize this, but water really is essential when it comes to burning calories. When you're dehydrated, your metabolism drags, which means slower weight loss. Try getting in the habit of having a water bottle with you at all times, and maybe also getting in the habit of having a glass of either water or tea at every meal and snack time. Eating out. Now, drive-thrus and cafeterias add loads of oil to their foods to keep you coming back for more because of the flavor that it might add. Of course, this is going to be a lot higher calorie than if you were just to make it for yourself at home. So certainly eat out on special occasions or as a treat, but not as a ritual. Maybe you can get in the habit instead of meal prepping or batch making your meals on your evenings off. That way you're going to be spending less time in the kitchen, and it's also going to help you with your weight loss goals. Plus, it'll save you some money.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.